Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ramon Castro. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jason Nix. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Brian Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose Contreras. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting second. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting third. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Shin-Soo Choo. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Johnny Peralta. Batting sixth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jamie Carroll. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Ben Francisco. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jeremy Sowers. And now, play ball. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Podsednik hits a fly ball into left field. Francisco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dye hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cabrera for the out. One out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sizemore strikes out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Choo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Nix hits a fly ball into left field. Francisco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hafner hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garko strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckham bunts towards the mound. Sowers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson hits a line drive into left field. Francisco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Podsednik is 0 for 1 in the game. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peralta juggles the ball. That's an error on Peralta. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sowers fires to first and has Podsednik trapped. There's the throw to Carroll, who tags Podsednik for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jamie Carroll, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Carroll hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Francisco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Francisco hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Francisco reaches second base with a double. Carroll moves to third. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera strikes out. One out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carroll scores. Francisco moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dye is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Konerko is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a line drive into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Choo is 0 for 1 in the game. Choo strikes out. One out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peralta is 0 for 1 in the game. Peralta hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hafner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hafner hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nix is 0 for 1 in the game. Nix hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckham hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Sizemore. Beckham reaches second base with a double. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Podsednik is 0 for 2 in the game. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beckham moves to third. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chu throws the ball into Cabrera, who tags Ramirez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Beckham scores. Podsednik moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 0 for 1 in the game. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carroll is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Francisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Francisco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Francisco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dye is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thome moves to third. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 2 in the game. Castro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nix is 0 for 2 in the game. Nix hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Francisco. Nix reaches second base with a double. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Beckham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nix scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sizemore is 0-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sizemore strikes out. 2 outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Chu is 0-2 in the game. Chu hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Chu reaches second base with a double. Martinez scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Peralta is 0-2 in the game. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Contreras fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Veras now pitching. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Podsednik is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a pop-up beyond short. Cabrera can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dye is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a pop-up towards short. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rafael Perez now pitching. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thome is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thome takes first base on 4. Joe Smith now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Konerko is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Chu. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Ramirez scores. There goes Thome trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 6-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hafner is 0-2 in the game. Hafner strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Garko is 0-2 in the game. Garko hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carroll is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beckham fields it and throws to first for the out. Garko moves to second. 2 outs. Ben Francisco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Francisco is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Francisco hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ramon Castro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Castro is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Castro hits a fly ball into left field. Francisco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nix is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Nick strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Getz now playing second base. Jason Nix now playing shortstop. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabrera hits a pop-up towards short. Nix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Contreras, and towards Nix, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Wood now pitching. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. Two outs. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Getz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Thornton now pitching. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Choo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Choo strikes out. One out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 3 in the game. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hafner takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hafner moves to second. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garko strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.